Today in our gospel, Jesus comes to a family reunion. You know about family reunions, right? They're always calm, always peaceful. Everyone gets along with one another. There's never any tension. Well, that isn't the way it was with Jesus' family reunion. He was dismissed. He was dismissed by the people, by his kinfolk, by people who said, "Who's he think he is?" Have you ever been dismissed because of your gender, religion, race, a suspicion, a memory, a misinterpretation? We do it all the time. It's our stock in trade. We walk around judging and criticizing and telling people that we know who you are. And if there's the slightest hint of something that might be out of order, the whole person is dismissed. The organization is dismissed. As if there is the ability to be perfect. And there isn't. We're not perfect. None of us. And most of the organizations we create aren't perfect. So what does Jesus do? He tries to soothe the people, to recognize that it's fear that drives their suspicions. It's fear that makes them believe that they are in control. It's fear that overwhelms them. How often in the scriptures he says, "Fear not. You don't have anything to be afraid of. I'm taking care of you. You belong to me." Are you soothed enough by that to give up dismissing other people? Does that calm you enough to know that God has said your sins are forgiven and you will be with him for eternal life, for eternal life? Would that be a fair trade? You stop dismissing other people? Because when you've been dismissed, doesn't it hurt? Don't you feel it's unfair? Don't you wish people would give you a chance? See you for who you are at this moment? Not for who you might have been or a mistake you might have made, but allow you to be who you are at this moment. Is that too much to ask of us as followers of Christ? What is it that the people who rejected Jesus were afraid of? Well, it's very clear. They were afraid of this man who showed mercy to others. That was it. They didn't like. You can talk about his politics. He didn't have any politics. You can talk about his characteristics. None of those mattered. They were afraid of love, afraid of mercy. We all say we want it, we desire it, we search for it, and then we dismiss who's ever with us that doesn't give it to us the way we want it to be. But love frightens us. It scares us. It makes us believe we're inadequate because we're not as loving as we could be. We don't try to be as loving as we could be. We take the shortcut. The easy dismissal of other people, the judgment. So we also, as a consequence of that, don't forgive people. We hold on to memories and thoughts, and we can bring them up at a moment's notice and feel bad about it. Feel bad that somebody would dare to hurt us, never looking at the consequences of the people we have hurt. It's an interesting dynamic, going to a family reunion. And how does Christ react to it? He says, "A prophet is never accepted in his own land by his own people." He understands. He doesn't get irritated and angry. He doesn't walk away mad and say, "You'll never see me again." He understands. Just as he understands when he's hanging on the cross and he says, "Father, forgive them." He always understands us. And if we allow ourselves to see Christ as the merciful one who teaches us to have mercy in our lives, not just to receive mercy, but to give mercy. And mercy isn't feeling sorry for someone. It isn't looking down on them. Mercy is giving them what they're entitled to. The forgiveness and love that God created to be a part of this world. Just imagine, at one time, God created a world where everything was in unity, where it all melded and worked together. And then we let division and separation come in, and we admire it. We admire taking sides and being against. We are to pursue that unity again, that oneness, the unity that the Holy Spirit brings about. And the only way we can do that is to allow ourselves to stop dismissing other people. Would that be too much for us to do this coming week? To set ourselves clearly and consciously on a course where we will not judge or criticize or bring up someone's past or look at them as if they're not good enough. After all, everyone is loved by God. Everyone is accepted by God. And the way we've reworked the world to where people feel isolated and alone and they strike out in violence isn't working. Whether it's in countries or in tribes, or in families, it isn't working. So Jesus stands in the midst of these people who are so ready to dismiss him. He's the carpenter's son. We've known him our whole life. We know who he is. They don't even know who they are. They don't even examine themselves to be able to ask the important questions. My brothers and sisters, this gospel is an invitation to us to look seriously at our lives and to be people who see in Jesus the one who can show us the path to salvation, who can show us, me, you, how to change, how to give up this evil practice of dismissing other people, ridiculing them, rejecting them. Jesus is the answer because he's merciful and loving and forgiving. And he offers that to each one of us today and asks us, could you accept that gift and offer it to others as well? And you would change in an instant the face of the earth. In an instant. It only takes us choosing, deciding that what we've been doing isn't working, and instead of waiting for somebody else to change things, we will change them in our lives. Ultimately, we ask the question, what does our family teach? Different families teach different things. And if our family was a family that taught dismissal and judgment, maybe it's time for us to be the leaders, the choosers to live in a new way. First personally, and then collectively. May the power of the forgiving and merciful God be in your hearts.